Horse lovers follow their teams intensely and dream of meeting their favorite players. For most, it remains only a dream. But Iranian-American Arash Markazi has fulfilled his dream, working as a sports writer for the prestigious sports television network ESPN.
I love writing. I always loved to write. And when I was younger, I loved to play sports too. And then obviously at a certain point in time, I realized I wasn't going to get much taller than 5'6". I realized I wasn't going to play sports so I could write about sports.
It seems, I think this is finally the team lost.
But the road has been bumpy for Markazi, who is now 31. More than 10 years ago, while working for his college newspaper, he was giving the worst news possible.
I had done a story on a basketball player that had a Hodgkin's. I didn't even know what it was. I had to do research on it, and the parents are crying, and I said, you know, this is exactly why I got into sports journalism, so I wouldn't have to cover stories like this. I didn't want to talk about kids getting cancer or anything like that. And then lo and behold, like a year later, I get the same kind of cancer.
Cancer did not deter him. After a strong recovery, Markazi landed his dream job with Sports Illustrated magazine in New York City. Then, his cancer came back. He spent his recovery time making plans.
When I was in the hospital, like, I made a list of the games I wanted to go to and the events I wanted to cover because I couldn't just think about my current situation.
And he did just that. Now he has checked off all the events on his list. While he's not traveling the world, he covers the local teams in Los Angeles. But at this point in his career and after recovering from cancer twice, he looks at his job a little differently.
I remember when I was younger, I mean, I would cry when my team lost. But I mean, now, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me who wins the game. I just want a good story. Like, when I'm at a game, I'm rooting for the guy who never played to get in the game and to write about him.
As much as Markazi enjoys his job and the friends he has made, cancer has put things in perspective for him. After two grueling recoveries, he says he lives with a constant reminder of how precious life is.
Well, maybe appreciate life a lot more. You know, I think the one thing when people meet me, they say that you're really happy. Why are you always so happy? And I said, because like I woke up this morning, and I'm living and I'm breathing and I'm talking to you right now. It's odd for someone in their 20s to be happy because they woke up in the morning and they're alive.
Being courageous enough to pursue a passion, strong enough to fight cancer twice, and just happy about breathing may be odd for a man so young. But Arash Markazi's humble outlook on life and contagious smile may be exactly what has helped him overcome life's challenges. Tala Hadabi, VOA News, Los Angeles.